Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the card in Navan on Sunday afternoon. There's also a card at Limerick over jumps, but we're going to focus on the flat. And Navan have got a pretty strong 8-race card. A really, really nice race coming up at 4:05, the Coolmore Vintage Crop Stakes, with St Ledger winner Leading Light making his seasonal reappearance for the O'Brien team. We'll get to that race shortly, but first, good morning, Mr. Holding.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, good.
Good. Talking to you 2 days in a row now.
I know, yeah. It's pulling each other.
I know. Lucky people. Good card, isn't it, today at Navan?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Excellent. Good mix. Good maidens, handicaps, big fields, good betting races, and one or two really nice prospects.
Yep, definitely. Right, well, we'll jump into the action then, and we'll start with the 2:05. It's a maiden over 6 furlongs. I didn't think this looked the strongest maiden initially, but Sailor Swan has been really, really well supported for Dermot Weld and Pat Smullen, and probably brings the best form to the table here.
Easily, yeah. I think he's a good bet to start off proceedings here today at Navan. Largely due to the fact that the rest of the opposition look fairly weak. Quite a few of them are just having sighters, stroke, having preparations for handicap marks. And even the ones from sort of the more powerful stables look fairly modest, including Household Cavalry and Beyond Brilliance from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Both of those two didn't really show much on their latest outings. So Sailor Swan, who ran in a very good maiden towards the back end of the season at the Curragh, really would only have to improve minimalistically here just to take this race. Interesting that Connections are dropping him back from 7, which was his opening salvo, down to 6. They obviously feel as though he's been showing plenty of pace at home for him to do that. But the form as it stands, that Curragh race has worked out really well. We'll get a chance to look at Table Rock later on today in the last race. But Evan Oran, of course, who won that race, lowered the colours of Fascinating Rock in the Downstown and then got the race reversed on him in the stewards' room. So it's really, really, really solid form. Horses like Third Dimension have also come out of that race this season and run well. So it's shaped up into a very sort of informative race, as well as a good race on the numbers. And he's got a good draw here as well today. Perfect draw 6 on the straight track at Navan. They tend to sort of migrate towards the far side when the ground dries out and is on the good. It's only really when it's soft they come down the middle. So you don't want to be too high. And Household Coverage drawn 17-17, his main market rival. So that puts him in a really uncompromising position. And the same applies to Beyond Brilliant. So the next two in the betting, A, are disappointing, and B, have got desperate draws. So that's one of the main reasons, I think, that Sailor Swan should take the first race.
OK, Sailor Swan the pick in the 2:05. Next up is the 2:35. It's a handicap over 6 furlongs. And is one of the more open races on the card. It's also one of the weaker races on the card. Only a 47-65 handicap. But it's the kind of race that usually you'll get your teeth stuck into, because you can get an each-way price about anything. Do you like the look of this one?
Yeah, I like the 4 places on offer for Pixie Spirit and back her each way. Back him each way, sorry. 6-1 William Hill currently this morning. That's a fair price. He's threatened to win a race of this nature on his last 2 starts. I thought he showed really encouragingly first time out over this course and distance behind Chilly Billy, who took that race ahead of Battle of the Bourne, and Calling You was back in third. But I thought Pixie Spirit didn't get the best of runs that day, but shaped like, you know, should be one to keep an eye on in a race of this nature, and did nothing to dispel that theory next time out. We're finishing third in the hands of Gary Halpin. That was at Nace. Looked like winning, actually, in all fairness, with a couple of furlongs to run when taking up the running, but then just got worried out of it by a couple of strong finishers. Interesting the headgear's on today. Obviously, Connections feel as though he's just perhaps not concentrating his mind in the latter stages, and a little bit of an aid in that direction might just focus his mind on the job in hand. He should be there, thereabouts. Basically, Pixie Spirit is the solid one. He's got a good draw as well, stall six, somewhere close to that far side fence. That's where the pace is as well. Lots of front runners all looking as though they want to be racing on that far rail, including Pierre Dorr, who put up a bold attempt the other day, Danny Garen, to make all the running in a fast speed figure race. I think he could do well, dropping back in trip and with a good draw. Just doesn't win very often, Pierre Dorr, any slight negative. And we have to mention, of course, the other two involved in that Pixie Spirit race, don't we? Calling You and Chilly Billy, both of those two have got really good course and distance form. They didn't really handle the track the other day at Sligo, but that course is not everyone's cup of tea. So back on a more conventional circuit where they've run well before, you can certainly give those a chance. But Pixie Spirit will do for me.
Okay, Pixie Spirit in the 2.35. Next up, the 3.05, a maiden over 5 furlongs. We saw that Dermot Weld and Pat Smullen are teaming up with a short price favourite in the opener. And they do so again in the 3.05. Which way do you see this one going, Andy?
Well, Aaron ran a really encouraging race, didn't he, down in court behind a very impressive winner, actually, called Rapid Applause. Beat the short price favourite who was expected to win that day, the Warrior. It was a bit of a slowly run tactical affair, so horses can easily get left behind first time out when the tempo increases and they don't really know what they're doing off the bridle. And that's exactly what happened to Aaron. He was a bit slowly weighed. He got stuck out in the middle from his bad draw, stall seven, and he ended up sort of tracking the pace on that far side. He didn't have the rail to run against like the first two did. So he was rather marooned in no man's land. So I thought he shaped quite encouragingly considering that. With a more even tempo today, I think we'll see the best of Arana. And I think he's on balance just about a worthy favourite with a yard flying on all cylinders. But I do quite like Blackbriar here from an each-way perspective. I just think this is a price angle bet rather than, you know, going for the obvious nominated winner favourite who is rather skinny in the betting. We can get 4-1 for Blackbriar, so we'll go with him each way. There's a non-runner, so we've still got the nine runners involved. He should basically be in the frame here, this filly by Kalachi. Also shaping quite encouragingly first time out down in Tipperary, behind the Great War, who would probably go to Royal Ascot, a very strong favourite in whichever race he turns up. Ultimately, that form just looks really solid. He's got the fastest speed figure I've got so far. So let's go with Blackbriar each way. She should at least finish in the first three.
Okay. The next race that we'll look at is the 3.35 to handicap over 5 furlongs. Few speedy types going to post here. Masai heads affairs for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien, but the likes of Great Minds looks like he could be going places. And Great Kenyon is obviously returning from a break, but a reasonably prolific winner, perhaps in a slightly lower grade than this. But it's quite a competitive race, this.
It is, but there's two absolute standouts here. Both of these two horses in question could easily make up into pattern performers in time. One of them is Great Minds, who was wildly impressive first time out at the Curragh, when well backed, when he won a 6 furlong handicap with any amount in hand. And the other one's Masai, who looks like he's going to be a sprinter to follow this season as well from the Aidan O'Brien stable, very much like his stablemate horse called Guerre, who was hugely impressive when he won first time out at Nace. And on the same card, Masai went down as an unlucky loser in that race that was won by Gathering Power. We've seen horses like Wexford Opera, who finished fifth, boost that form. It was a strongly run event, and I'm pretty sure that Massa would have justified his position in the market had he got a much clearer passage, but he got trapped in behind horses, and I think if Joseph O'Brien would have had a chance to ride the race again, he would have given the horse a little bit more daylight, but he decided to sit, and unfortunately he suffered in the final count. He's got a better draw than Great Minds today, or seemingly a better draw. He's drawn 5, whereas his main market rival, he's drawn stall 15. I think that might just tip the balance in the favour of Masai. If Great Minds had drawn a little bit further to the far side, I think he probably would have got the vote, because I do really rate him. Both of them are upwardly mobile and progressive. I'll be flabbergasted if the winner doesn't come from one of these two. I know we do get shocks in sprints, but hopefully the impression that these two horses have created comes to the fore. And I'll go with Masai on this occasion, because he's got a better draw to take that very, very good-looking 5 furlong sprint.
OK, the 4.05 is the Coolmore Vintage Crop Stakes. It's the feature race on the card, a Group 3 contest over 1 mile and 6 furlongs. Leading light for Aidan O'Brien and Joseph O'Brien makes his seasonal reappearance. fantastic season last year, obviously, winning the Ledger at Doncaster. Was then beaten in the Arc, but no shame in that. But he's not favourite. Pale Mimosa has been really well backed this morning, once again for Dermot Weld and Pat Smullen. And obviously she's a great horse in her own right. You've also got the likes of Royal Diamond, Saddler's Rock, and the unexposed Cosmic Cannonball in there, who you could throw into the mix. Who are you going to side with in this one, Andy?
Well, I mean, as the name of the race suggests, you pretty much expect Dermot Weld to be wanting to win this race. The Cornwall Vintage Crop Stakes. Of course, Vintage Crop was one of the first big stars that Dermot Weld had in his care. Of course, went on to win the Melbourne Cup. So he's always looking to, A, have a runner, and B, have a massive chance of winning it. He won the race last year with Valours de Cause, of course, then went on to win the Irish St. Ledger. And he's got Palma Mosa strutting her stuff here for the Master of Roswell here. Basically, this horse is just a really, really good horse off a break. When she's been off the track for more than 200 days, she's basically won. When she won 2 years ago, she was off the track for 293 days. And last year, she came off for 244 days to win at Leopardstown under similar conditions that she's going to get today on a quick surface. And she posted a colossal speed figure that day when she won. One of the fastest mile six stroke 2 mile races I've got all season long. She beat a couple of horses who've obviously done the form no harm, Miss United and El Salvador. She was a bit disappointed in the Irish St. Ledger for one reason or another. She ran quite well despite the ground not being in her favour on her last start, of course, at the Ascot meeting towards the back end, suggesting that she can mix it in the very top company. This looks a really good starting point for her here. We'd probably expect Leading Light maybe just to need the run like quite a few of the O'Neill O'Brien horses or the big lot guns are first time out. We saw that horse yesterday in the Lockett and need the run. And Royal Diamond also, he's usually better with a couple of runs under his belt. He didn't really strike until towards the back end of last season. So this is very much Pale Mimosa's domain here today. Off the back of a break, first time up, that's the time to catch her in a race where obviously Dermot Weld's farmed. Makes perfect sense to back her at 6-4.
Okay, Pale Mimosa the pick in the 4.05. Next up is the 4.35. It's a maiden over a mile and 5 furlongs. I think it's fair to say, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a few frustrating types going to post in this one. Horses that you'd probably have expected to have shed their maiden tag by now. John Constable could be put in that category. That's 6-4 market leader for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien. Next in is Resiliency for the Watchman team. That one's only had the one run at 100-30. Is this a tricky race to call from your point of view, or have you found either the winner or some savage each way value as you like to do?
Yeah, most art dealers are mad on John Constables, aren't they? You know, it's very much a sought after piece of work, but this John Constable definitely is one worth avoiding. I just don't like him. He looked a tricky character last year. The fact that Aidan O'Brien went for the cheek pieces on first time up this year suggests he's not totally convinced with him. And I must admit, I agree with Aidan O'Brien's assessment of him, because he looked even more untrustworthy last time out down in Tipperary when he didn't want to go forward at all. He was slow out the traps and just never any stage gave Joseph O'Brien any assistance. And he's just one of those horses I can't warm to at all. He probably will pop up every now and again, and you know, stepping him up to this kind of distance, maybe that might be the making of him. But so far, he's not a horse I want to have anything to do with at a short price. So I'm going to go with Resiliency here, who shaped really nicely first time out behind one of Aidan O'Brien's called Belisarius. That was at Dundalk on the all-weather. And he, I wouldn't say he made the favourite go or work for his call on that day, but he at least went with him in the latter stages. Obviously, the winner got the experience and got first run. But I like the way this car by Master Craftsman stayed on late on. He should be, of course, a stoutly bred individual, relish every yard of this extended mile five today. And he might just have less convictions or less baggage around him than John Constable. And at least we're getting good value for this horse as well. 137-2 this morning. Yeah, if you wanted to put him into each-way doubles, like you should really be there or thereabouts with him. I just don't want to be with the Favon. Let's go with Resiliency.
Okay, the penultimate race on the card is the 5.05. It's a filly's handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs. And that man, Dermot Weld, has the favourite once again in Cereza. The Aga Khan have a really, really strong hand here, though. Obviously, they have Cereza. They've got the second in Adelana. And you'd expect that Adelana is going to be the one that will give Cereza the most to do here. Both of them look really nice fillies.
They do, yeah. Cereza's one of those ones that most people are going to get drawn to, like a, you know, a moth to a light bulb here. She's obviously, you know, bred in the purple. She's from an informed stable. But I just don't think her form amounts to a great deal. And speed figure-wise, she's done absolutely nothing so far. That race down in Garron the other day was a total and utter crawl. It was a race where Pats Mullen dominated proceedings from the front, and he basically got first run and, you know, made Franberry look a bit stupid, to be honest, who rode the favourite Spirited, who was well-backed. The finishing come-home wasn't all that strong, and just the whole race just suggested to me it was really, really weak form. She's been given a mark of 95. I don't know where the handicapper's got that from. I thought that's way, way too high for what she's achieved anyway on my figure. So I think she's really poor value here, plus the fact she's got a modest draw. I really, really like Odessia here. I think she should be a lot shorter in the betting this year. She can get 8-1 for her this morning with a couple of firms. And that run the other day basically signalled to me that she's ready to strike, because she looked all over the winner that day at the course. She just got a little bit tired late on, first run back, but she cruised into the lead 2 furlongs out. I thought, God, this is going to win here. And I hadn't tipped her that day, and I was kicking myself because I do like this filly. The race has worked out incredibly well. Relentless Pursuit, who was miles behind that day, won the other day. Smoker, who was, I think, fourth or fifth, that ran well on the, or weather at Dundalk the other night. So limited sample size, that form's worked out really well. Speed figure-wise, she's a country mile ahead of this lot. So, yeah, actually, she's 17-2 with William Hill. I've just gone on odds check, and our odds compilers have actually pushed her out. So if you can get sort of anything around about the 7 or 8-1 mark for Odessia, then lump on each way.
Okay, I just see the pick there in the penultimate race, the 5.05. Some nice each-way value to be had there. The final race comes up at 5.35, and it's a maiden over a mile. They go without number 9 here, Silken Thomas. Interesting race. We've got Photo Call in just as market lead at the time of recording. A horse whose form was very, very much boosted earlier in the week. But you've also got Table Rock there for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien, who... It's sort of a make-or-break race for this one. Could be going in the frustrating category, but at the same time does have talent, although isn't particularly well-drawn. Which one do you like?
Oh, I'm a massive Photo Call fan here. I think that race at Dundalk is a really, really good maiden. Lahinch Classics ran its face off the other day at Newbury in a very good race behind Volume. May mean now that David Watchman's going to have to run that horse in a classic or two during the summer months. We've also seen Vintage Nouveau finish fourth for Dermot Well, win. Rohern, who was seventh, won at Wexford the other day by a space. It's just really, really solid filly's maiden that. A strongly run one, and a race which I think, you know, is worth its weight in gold in a race like this today. With the yard going well and a well-drawn filly who's, you know, had a run under her belt recently. Ticks every single box you're looking at here. Price is good as well, 9-4. Opposition-wise, well, you've certainly got to respect Table Rock. He ran with a degree of promise first time out beyond Ebenoran in that good cover of maiden, which I've talked about, and did nothing wrong for really first time out. Maybe just found the ground on the soft side for him. Most of those fast net rocks won a better ground than he ran on that day. And of course, he ran in a period where Aidan O'Brien's horses have been suffering from the cough, so he's likely to improve, but he hasn't got a particularly strong draw, as you've mentioned, and that slightly puts me off him. Angel of Joy ran okay behind a nice horse called Queen of Power down in Garron the other day. I think she'll do better in time. But other than that, the rest of them look a million. So Photo Call at 9-4 looks a really solid pick in the last.
Okay, Photo Call in the 5.35. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck with all those picks. Enjoy Sunday's action at Navan, and we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.